Esta es la lección 24 de Pimsleur, Inglés 3.
Listen to this conversation. Julia Rodriguez has just arrived at her friend Anne's place.
El esposo de Anne abre la puerta. Usted lo va a oír mencionar dos bebidas.
Tea,
que quiere decir té, y
Coke,
que es la forma corta de Coca-Cola.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad. Anne will be here in just a minute. Come in and sit down.
Thank you. What beautiful flowers.
They're from our garden. Can I get you something to drink? Some coffee or tea? A Coke?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Fíjese que ella añadió,
I'm fine,
para rehusarse amablemente a tomar o comer algo. Usted va a oír esto frecuentemente en la conversación diaria.
Listen again.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad. Anne will be here in just a minute. Come in and sit down.
Thank you. What beautiful flowers.
They're from our garden. Can I get you something to drink? Some coffee or tea? A Coke?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
A colleague has invited you to dinner. You have some flowers for his wife. How does she say?
¿Qué flores tan bonitas?
What beautiful flowers. What beautiful flowers.
Now she says,
Mi esposo está arriba.
My husband is upstairs. Upstairs.
Con los niños.
With the children.
Mientras usted espera al esposo de ella, ella dice, ¿oí?
I heard. I heard.
Try to say.
Oí que usted fue a Filadelfia ayer.
I heard that you went to Philadelphia yesterday. You went. I heard that. I heard that you went to Philadelphia yesterday.
Say that yes, you often go there for the day.
Yes, I often go there for the day.
Say,
generalmente manejo.
I usually drive.
Pero ayer tomé el tren.
But yesterday I took the train.
Usted menciona una exposición que vio en el Museo de Arte de Filadelfia. Ella pregunta, ¿le gustó?
Did you like it? Did you like it?
You discuss your visit to the museum. Then she says,
Oí que usted se va pronto.
I heard that you're leaving soon. I heard that you're leaving soon.
Answer?
Sí. Nuestro proyecto aquí casi terminó.
Yes, our project here is almost finished.
Regreso a México.
I'm going back to Mexico. I'm going back to Mexico.
La semana próxima.
Next week.
Ella pregunta con sorpresa, ¿regresa la semana próxima?
You're going back next week?
No sabía eso.
I didn't know that.
Say,
yo tampoco.
I didn't either.
Hasta hace unos días.
Until a few days ago. Until a few days ago.
Try to say.
Apenas me dijeron hace unos días.
They told me just a few days ago. They told me just a few days ago.
El día siguiente, hace una gira turística con una conocida. Se detienen en un restaurante que tiene mesas al aire libre. Diga, sentémonos afuera.
Let's sit outside. Let's sit outside.
Si no le molesta.
Listen and repeat.
If you don't mind. 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 Don't mind. If. If you. If you don't mind.
Say.
Si no le molesta.
If you don't mind.
Usando.
To sit.
Trate de decir. Me gustaría que nos sentáramos afuera.
I'd like to sit outside. I'd like to sit outside.
Si no le molesta.
If you don't mind.
You sit down at a table outside. How does your acquaintance say?
¿Qué día tan bonito?
What a beautiful day. A beautiful day. What a beautiful day.
Usted se fija en una iglesia que está a corta distancia. Iglesia.
Listen and repeat.
Church. Church. Church.
Say.
Iglesia.
Church.
Try to say.
¿Qué iglesia tan interesante?
What an interesting church. What an interesting church.
Try to say.
Tiene 200 años.
It's 200 years old. It's 200 years old.
Now say.
Oí.
I heard. I heard.
Oí que la iglesia tiene 200 años.
I heard that the church is 200 years old. I heard that the church is 200 years old.
Say,
si no le molesta.
If you don't mind. If you don't mind.
You want to say,
me gustaría ir a verla más tarde.
Listen and repeat.
I'd like to go see it later. See. Go. Go see. I'd like to go see it. I'd like to go see it later.
Observe que aquí se omite a. Diga, me gustaría ir a verla más tarde.
I'd like to go see it later.
Me gustaría ir a ver la iglesia.
I'd like to go see the church. I'd like to go see the church.
Si no le molesta.
If you don't mind.
A ella no le molesta. Ahora ella dice, tengo un libro acerca de esa iglesia.
I have a book about that church. A book about that church.
Está en mi coche.
It's in my car.
Voy por él más tarde.
I'll get it later. Get. I'll get it later.
Ella sugiere que coman algo primero.
Listen.
First, let's have something to eat. First, let's have something to eat.
Now she says,
luego voy por el libro.
Then I'll get the book. I'll get the book.
Y podemos ir a ver la iglesia.
And we can go see the church. We can go see the church.
Ella añade cortésmente, si quiere.
If you'd like. If you'd like.
Now your acquaintance says,
oí que usted se va pronto.
I heard that you're leaving soon.
Say,
sí, nuestro proyecto aquí terminó.
Yes, our project here is finished.
Say that you're going back to Mexico next week.
I'm going back to Mexico next week.
She says,
¿de veras? No sabía eso.
Really? I didn't know that.
Say that you didn't either.
I didn't either.
Now say,
hasta la semana pasada.
Until last week.
Apenas me dijeron la semana pasada.
They told me just last week. Just last week.
Say that two of your colleagues are leaving too.
Two of my colleagues are leaving too. Two of my colleagues. Two of my colleagues are leaving too.
She asks,
¿regresan a México con usted?
Are they going back to Mexico with you?
Try to say,
uno de ellos va conmigo.
One of them is going with me.
Y uno de ellos va a Montreal.
And one of them is going to Montreal.
Now you're ready to leave. Say,
ahora, si no le molesta.
Now, if you don't mind. If you don't mind.
Vamos a ver esa iglesia. Recuerde que A se omite.
Let's go see that church. Go see. Let's go see that church.
Enfrente de la iglesia hay un jardín. Diga, qué flores tan bonitas.
What beautiful flowers.
Now you're having coffee with another acquaintance. She asks,
¿qué hace en su tiempo libre?
Listen.
What do you do in your spare time? What do you do in your spare time?
Tiempo libre.
Listen and repeat.
Spare time. Spare. Spare. Spare time.
Try to say,
en su tiempo libre.
In your spare time.
She asks,
¿qué hace?
What do you do? What do you do?
En su tiempo libre.
In your spare time.
¿Cómo pregunta qué hace en su tiempo libre?
What do you do in your spare time?
¿Practica algún deporte?
Listen and repeat.
Do you play any sports? Sports. Sports. Any sports. Play any sports. Do you play? Do you play any sports?
Fíjese que en inglés se dice juega para hacer esta pregunta. Pregunte, ¿practica algún deporte?
Do you play any sports?
¿En su tiempo libre?
In your spare time? Do you play any sports in your spare time?
Hablando de manera general, trate de decir, sí, me gustan los deportes.
Yes, I like sports. Sports. I like sports.
Especialmente el tenis. Él se omite.
Especially tennis. Especially tennis.
Ask her.
¿Y usted qué hace?
And you, what do you do? What do you do?
En su tiempo libre.
In your spare time.
¿Practica algún deporte?
Do you play any sports? Do you play any sports?
She answers,
juego al tenis también. Al se omite.
I play tennis too. I play tennis too.
Y juego al golf.
Golf.
And I play golf. Golf. I play golf.
Say,
en México.
In Mexico.
Try to say,
el golf es caro.
Golf is expensive. Golf is expensive.
Say that you play a few sports.
I play a few sports. A few sports.
Say,
pero no juego al golf.
But I don't play golf. Golf.
Suponga que ella no juega al golf. ¿Cómo diría yo tampoco?
I don't either. I don't either.
Now she asks,
¿le gustaría jugar al tenis?
Would you like to play tennis?
Hay canchas de tenis cerca. Primero, cerca.
Listen and repeat.
Nearby. By. Near. Nearby.
Usted ya aprendió la palabra
near.
Se usa
nearby
cuando no se especifica cerca de qué. Digo otra vez, cerca.
Nearby. Nearby.
Aquí tiene canchas de tenis.
Listen and repeat.
Tennis courts. 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 Tennis courts.
¿Le gustaría jugar al tenis?
Would you like to play tennis?
Hay canchas cerca. Literalmente, hay algunas canchas cerca.
There are some courts nearby. Some courts. There are some courts nearby.
¿Le gustaría jugar esta tarde?
Would you like to play this afternoon?
She says again,
hay canchas cerca.
There are some courts nearby.
Say,
si no le molesta.
If you don't mind. If you don't mind.
Prefiero jugar mañana.
I'd rather play tomorrow.
Hoy tengo que ir a ver a un colega.
Today I have to go see a colleague. I have to go see a colleague.
Now another colleague has invited you to dinner.
Su esposa contesta a la puerta y usted le da unas flores. ¿Cómo dice ella? ¿Qué flores tan bonitas?
What beautiful flowers. What beautiful flowers.
Now she says,
mi esposo está arriba.
My husband is upstairs. Upstairs.
Con los niños.
With the children.
Estará aquí en unos minutos.
He'll be here in a few minutes.
Ahora mismo está arriba todavía.
Right now he's still upstairs. He's still upstairs.
¿Le puedo traer algo para tomar?
Can I get you something to drink? Get you. Can I get you something to drink?
¿Una copa de vino o una cerveza?
A glass of wine or a beer?
Listen.
Or maybe a cocktail. Or maybe a cocktail.
Usted quiere esperar a su anfitrión. Diga, gracias, pero ahora no.
Thanks, but not now. No thanks, not right now.
Ahora, ella le pregunta acerca de sus intereses. Pregunta, ¿qué hace en su tiempo libre?
What do you do in your spare time? What do you do in your spare time?
Tell her that you have two daughters.
I have two daughters.
Say,
a la menor realmente le gustan los deportes.
The younger one really likes sports.
Try to say,
en mi tiempo libre.
In my spare time. In my spare time.
Frecuentemente juego al tenis con ella.
I often play tennis with her.
Hay una cancha.
There's a court. There's a court.
No lejos de nuestra casa. Use
house.
Not far from our house.
¿Y usted practica algún deporte?
And you? Do you play any sports?
¿Juega el tenis?
Do you play tennis? Do you play tennis?
She says,
sí, mi esposo y yo.
Yes, my husband and I.
Generalmente jugamos en los fines de semana. Los se omite.
Usually play on weekends. We usually play on weekends.
Hay canchas de tenis cerca. Literalmente, algunas canchas de tenis.
There are some tennis courts nearby. There are some tennis courts nearby.
Están justo a la vuelta de la esquina.
They're just around the corner.
Junto a la iglesia.
Next to the church.
Ahora, su esposo se reúne con ustedes. Ustedes. Dice, estaba arriba con los niños.
I was upstairs with the children. He asks,
¿le puedo traer una cerveza?
Can I get you a beer?
¿O una copa de vino?
Or a glass of wine?
Después esa noche, alíjese usted. ¿Cómo dice la esposa de su colega, gracias otra vez por las flores?
Thanks again for the flowers.
Este es el final de la lección 24.